Welcome to Connecting with Christ. This podcast is for believers who want to go beyond information about Christ and involvement for Him to intimacy with Him. We'll be exploring men and women whose devotional writing is still popular after hundreds of years for connecting with Christ. Hi, I'm Jim Watkins, and all you really need to know about me is I'm an author, a speaker, and an imperfect Christ follower. As I mentioned in episode 1, Francis of Sales served as the Bishop of Geneva and was honored as a doctorate of the church for his deep faith and writings on spiritual formation. His Introduction to the Devout Life and Trieste on the Love of God, rather than being addressed to the clergy, as were most books at the time, were specifically written for laypersons. In his books, he stressed the spiritual reality of a life lived for God. In Finding Our Place of Solitude, he writes, "If you wish to live a godly life, don't seek or ignore society. To seek simply being out and about is as bad as indifference or contempt for our neighbors. We are told to love our neighbors as ourselves, so to love them, we can't avoid being with them. But the test of loving oneself is to be happy when alone. Social interactions can benefit or harm our spiritual lives. We must avoid groups bent on evil or engaging in actions that are mean-spirited, sensual, materialistic, or wasteful. Above all, avoid close relationships with those whose devotion to God is weak or unstable. Finally, there is a profitable society. It will always be very good when we meet people with good, devout intentions. Vines grow amid olive trees will bear richer grapes. And when we fellowship with godly people, we drink in some of their goodness. The bumblebee can't make honey alone, but works together with other bees. Our own spiritual life will be enriched by close relationship with other devout souls. But there are times we must regularly shun society for our spiritual well-being. I'm not speaking of the mental solitude in which we can escape in our own spirit, even while in a large crowd. No, it's important to have a regular time of physically escaping from society into solitude. I'm not suggesting we escape to the desert like the Apostle Paul or other hermits or desert disciples. It is well to escape into our own room or garden or closet, where we best can collect our thoughts and refresh our souls with good and holy thoughts about Scripture and other spiritual readings. Solitude is so very important, my children, for it is one of the surest means of spiritual progress. Throughout the day, we can place ourselves in God's presence by recalling Scripture or readings. Consider what God does and what you are doing. Imagine His eyes always focused on you with incomparable love. Oh my God, you'll cry out, why can't I always be looking toward you even as you are looking upon me? Why do I so think little about you? Oh my soul, my only resting place is God, and yet how often do I wander off? The birds have nests in lofty trees, and the deer has his refuge in the thick woods, where he can find shelter from the sun's burning heat. In the same way, my children, our hearts ought to have a daily resting place, where we can escape to seek a break and refreshment from our busy schedules. It will be a fortress, protected from temptation. Blessed indeed is the soul who can truly say, You, Lord, are my refuge, my castle, my solid rock, my shelter from the storm and the heat of the day. Be sure then, my children, that while you are externally occupied with family, business, and social duties, we frequently and regularly escape to the solitude within our heart. I'll be posting episodes on Mondays and Thursdays, so next time we'll take a look at connecting with Christ through meditation with Teresa of Avila. In the meantime, stop by jameswatkins.com/connect for lots of resources to help you with connecting with Christ. You'll find bios and links to the original writings of all our authors, a study guide you can use for personal and group study, and 2 anthologies of these devotional writers that I have rewritten in modern language. That address again, jameswatkins.com/connect. And I'd love to hear from you. Just email me at jim@jameswatkins.com. And thanks for sharing this link with other believers desiring a deeper relationship with Christ. And so until our next episode, let me add to the Apostle John's benediction in his 3rd letter, verse 2. Dear friend, I pray you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is connecting with Christ.